Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to Heavy Metal Chris, just walking around, saying what's up to people.
What's up, B-Mitch? Where the food at?
Heavy Metal Chris is a good dude.
Where the food at?
What up, Christoph? Titus Jones has an idea for me. I can't even say this with a straight face. He said, Commander Tequila will give you a ride home from Leesburg. I can't imagine a dude I'm getting in the car with less from Leesburg.
Oh, bro.
All right, we open the phone lines.
Now, that was funny.
Now, listen, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it. C-Dub 1906, very loyal listener. We appreciate him, right? Yesterday, I clowned him because his phone auto-corrected Odyssey to Odyssey, like Homer, like the Odyssey. And he said, man, I'm a fan of yours, but, like, that was an unfair way to clown me. And his Ask B. Mitch Anything question is, this is an incredibly stupid can of worms I'm about to open. Can B. Mitch give you a little brother punch in the arm? Not a hard punch, but just like, oh, shut up,
I'm going to do it like I do my little brothers.
Nah. Yo,
I don't have a little brother. So.
This has do to be, it. Do it.
This has
do
to be
it.
Very reasonable. Now, White Brian, you should be trying to get this on the street.
The knuckle.
Yeah, this used to do it. Jeff the
knuckle.
Punch.
The knuckle.
You get the punch of Jeff.
Nah,
why does
too
Jeff
hard.
Punch me?
All right.
Well, he asks,
I hit you with my left hand.
No.
Yo,
headbutt
it's, him. It's like a 4 out of 10 punch.
No.
Not for you, a 2 out of 10 punch.
No, 8 out of 10.
No, not on, 8 out of 10.
On the
yo,
arm.
Jeff,
on the
he's
arm.
A professional athlete. He could kill me.
No, no, no.
Me.
I
that
was
don't mean he could
I've
punch.
Been retired for 20-something years now.
Look, just because you're a professional athlete don't mean you can punch.
You don't think B can punch?
Nope.
Let you're him punch idiot. In your jaw.
Yeah, let him punch you.
No,
then.
The question was
if you're so confident
you should,
he can't
no,
punch, let him punch
should,
you.
You shouldn't have played with our listener like that. Now you need
all
to
right,
take
all right, all right.
The punch.
Nice and
you'll get this on the...
That was perfect.
That was soft.
He took it easy on me, and I'm cool with it. all right, our guy. You know what? What the hell? Let's get weird. Commander Tequila's leading us off. Hello, Commander.
Will you give JP a ride home?
Yes, most definitely. I don't drink and drive. I don't drink.
You drink, then you drive.
Home. I drink at home. I drink at home.
I believe.
So, yeah,
I certainly
definitely.
Believe that part.
All right.
You know, I drink at home. So, all yeah. Right. But then when is this band? This Friday or next week?
The event. The event is in January.
Or in January? Okay. Yeah. Most definitely. I just got my ticket. I got to buy it right now.
All right. Let me see. Is it on here?
All right. Thank you, Commander. See you Sunday, dude. Did you have a question?
I'll see you Sunday.
He said, when is the event?
The event is January 31st in Leesburg.
Yeah.
More information at 1067thefan.com.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't know if that's accurate, but I'm guessing it's accurate. All right, let's try to get a question for Brian. Ben is in Bethesda. What up, Benny?
Hey, I might know someone driving from Leesburg to Bethesda, but
ooh,
I got
my
a question
guy.
For I got a question for Brian.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously I was a big fan of you as a player, and I love your guys' show, you know, B-Mitch and Finley, but I don't really know your transition. Like, what year did you stop playing football, and did you try any other businesses? Or, like, jobs besides going straight to media? and then kind of like just your evolution from end of your playing career to where you're at now in a quick minute. So
well, I was doing media while I was playing football, and when I retired in 2003, I immediately started doing radio. Then I started TV. Then I went full TV, back to radio and TV again. And now I do this radio show and another one. And do I do other businesses? Yes, I do a lot of different things.
There you have it. Thanks for the call, man. Yeah, I mean, in the media world, you got to do a lot of things.
I think Ali and Greg might be brothers.
Spelling?
From another mother. He just say Lanham, Maryland. L-A-N-U-M.
Toothpick is on the line. What up, Pick?
What up, JP? What up, B-Mitch?
What up, brother?
All right, listen, I got a question for B-Mitch, but it's also goes to JP and Lance here. All right?
All right.
So, season 2 of Squid Games just came out. B-Mitch, I know you're competitive. How many games would you compete if for JP and Lance, since JP's such an awesome athlete, who would win a game of marbles between JP and Lance? The loser gets shot.
Playing Squid Games, and JP and Landfield playing marbles. JP gonna win. Landfield not gonna must participate.
you have to participate. The loser gets shot.
Well, hell, he just gonna get shot.
I'll be honest. Landfield's younger than I am. I've never played marbles. Marbles, I think, aged out. Like, nobody I know has ever played marbles. Is that like where
you throw
jacks down, no, bounce them?
Shoot marbles.
Thank you, Pick.
Yes. Yep.
Landfield, you ever played marbles?
Tupac just trying to get somebody shot.
Yeah, that was wild.
He's going to lose or get shot. Well, hell, they not going to play the game if the loser gets shot.
Yeah. Jeff, have you ever played marbles? I don't think anybody played marbles in the last 40 years.
Jeff's like, what is marbles?
No, I know what marbles is. It's just, dude, I've probably seen that on TV probably like once, but it was like.
Leave it to Beaver.
Yeah, I was playing on like Arthur or something.
I played it. Hell, it was life before you bastards came on the earth. Yeah, we played.
What you use? Marbles or rocks?
Marbles, fool.
All right. Jeff. You had some choice words for Co from the Foe. Now, if anybody missed yesterday's program, Co from the Foe.
Jeff was going off on Co.
Co decided to yell at us for yelling at Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni's a boob, dude. He's a passionate person.
He is not that good.
Right. Now, Jeff yelled at him privately. Now, Jeff, I'm going to give you a chance to yell at him on air. Hello, Co. Jeff wants to talk to you.
Hey, me and Co already had our brother-to-brother talk.
We'll do this internet stuff, JP. That go to my question with B-Mitch. B-Mitch, I don't know if you heard the segment yesterday, but B-Mitch, back when you played, did coaches ever talk about or to the players during or after the game? Our opposing players?
Talk trash to us?
Talk trash to them, talk about them, whatever.
For the most part, no. Not at all.
I heard clips with Dad going Rex Ryan talk about his brother cut a person. I didn't hear Mike Tomlin talk to other guys. I mean, but you was in field. You never heard.
Listen, I can tell you the story. I had a coach come talk trash to me in the pregame, and I choke slammed his ass.
Okay.
And that's supposed to, but that's supposed to happen. But see, Nick Sirianni is always, the thing about it is, they want players to always be stand up. Well, you can't tell me to be stand up if you can't be.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Now, I ain't saying what the consequences was, but I know for a fact that in between them lines, everybody is men, people talking trash.
When it's just a little correction or a high five or whatever, coaches and players handle it like men.
Right.
Not like, Nick Sirianni could talk a lot of trash because he got my homie standing next to him, Big Dom. If he was standing by himself, he wouldn't say one damn word.
Okay, you know more personally on a personal level. All right, fellas.
Yeah.
Let's go to Russ and Bowie. What up, Russ?
Hey, what's up, Finley? What's up, B-Mitch?
What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
Hey, first and foremost, man, I love you guys more than words can tell you. I respect what y'all do. B, I've been a diehard Redskin fan my entire life. I still have a hard time calling him a commander because I believe when you bleed burgundy and gold, you'll forever bleed burgundy and gold. My question for you, B, I mean, obviously, because I think Finley just found a ride, I was going to offer him a ride. I'm clean and sober, born again, firm believer in my Lord and Savior, Jesus. But, B, Mitch, I mean, why haven't they hired you as a coach?
Oh, I don't want a coach.
He likes playing golf too much.
No, man, I don't like coaching. That's dedication right there, brother. I mean, they're over there 6, 7 in the morning till late at night. I don't have that desire.
Hey, thanks for the ride, Officer Russ.
Absolutely. I would definitely give you a ride. You're a stand-up dude. You are a player, so you know what it takes, and you just hold people accountable. I love the fact that you're a straight shooter. You always call it for what it is. You, 8 to the 9, Santana, as well as London. Man, I love you guys for life, man. I thank you for your dedication to this organization, and I can see the glory days are soon coming back.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
That coach, was a hell of a
coaching,
call.
Coaching takes a lot, bro.
What's the number? High 6 figures, or has it got to get to 7?
Nah, we got
to
be 7 figures. I'm going to do a coach. I'm going to be away from my family that long. I need a little more than that.
Landfill, breaking news on the fan. There's an NFL owner on hold. I think we should take this. He gets to cut the line, and I'm sorry. Hello, Jera. How are you?
Jera, what's up,
Jera must not have swallowed his blue chew yet. Jera, you there? I'm going to throw Jera on hold. Jeff, see if you can sort that out. Let's go to our boy Los in Severna Park. What up, Los?
Hey, man, if the Reverend gives you a ride, you come out of that car looking like a father, you know? a man of the cloth, big fella. But, Merry belated Christmas to you guys and all that. Navy just scored a touchdown, so they're only down by 7 against Oklahoma. But my question to you, B. Mitch, what is the best and the most expensive Christmas gift that you have ever received to this day?
Ooh. Best, expensive.
I think best and expensive don't have to be.
The best, I bought myself a car. 1991. Yeah, I bought myself a Christmas present.
What'd you get?
That's what I got me M3. Red M3. Had about 18 speakers in that thing. that was
man
my
of taste. What about you? What about you, JP?
For me, you know what I just got? What Lauren got me? It was a sous vide. I'm kind of excited to try that. The cooking thing. The best presents for me were when I was a kid. I got a new bike one year. I got a Sega Genesis one year. My favorite present I've ever gotten, though, wasn't Christmas. It was my birthday. I've shown you the picture. When I got that black Redskins starter jacket, I was like 10.
But
that was my favorite gift.
The chain I was going to use as my brass knuckle against you, that was a Christmas present from my wife and my kids.
Hey, thanks for picking my call, guys. I'll see you guys Sunday, all right? We're going to be tailgating to the break of dawn.
Thanks, buddy. Take care, man. Well done, Los.
So back to my friend Ali. He spelled Lanum the first time, L-A-N-U-M. This time he spelled it L-A-N-D-U-M. I say, nope, I haven't said the right spelling yet. I'm going to just let him keep trying.
What's great is that he's just going to keep trying rather than just Google it. Like, well, the answer to everything is at your fingertips, Ali.
It's not very. He's not doing very well right now.
Let's try again. Hello, Jera. How do you do?
I'm doing fine, Finley, and sorry about that. A little malfunction on the phone. I want to wish all y'all a very happy new year. But listen, B. Mitch, you talking about your grandkids earlier, right?
Yep.
Hey, what was it, a little girl and a little boy?
Yep.
And the youngest, right? That's the little boy?
Yeah, CeCe and Bryce.
Bryce is your grandson?
Yep.
I'm going to ask you a couple questions, but you got to be honest. First time Bryce saw you and saw that head, he must have freaked out. That poor child must have said, oh, my God.
He said, Grandpa. He said,
that's not the man in the moon. That is a man that is the moon.
Yeah, he said, hey, G. Mitch.
Yeah, G. Mitch, what's up?
And the other question I have, you talking about him and trying to walk and walking with a walker. How many times you try to get your car keys? So I'm waiting for him to just take your car and drive around like you did as a kid.
Oh, he got it. Soon as he turned 11, he can drive.
No, I don't think he's going to wait till 11. I think he's just going to take your keys now.
Well,
you all have a great
He's going to be a big boy, I tell you that.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah,
tip
I mean,
off the old block.
All right, brother.
How tall is, I mean, Deshaun's got to be a, I mean, he's
5'6", 1 or 2.
Okay. But broad shouldered, big guy.
Yeah.
All right, let's knock the rest of these calls out. Kevin is in Centerville. What up, Kev?
Hey, what's up? Happy holidays, y'all.
Same you too, brother. Buddy.
Hey, so, like, JP, you know, before the last commercial break, you know, you put out the offer out there to listeners and everything. It made me wonder, didn't JFK have, like, some sort of, like, connection with a ride service, you know, or whatever? I mean, like, you putting it out there is great, and you've had some good listeners and everything, but the way you said that makes me think of, like, a Stephen King novel, like Misery or something, where you get, like, a fan that, like, literally will take you back home and disappear you for a while, and then you'll be, like, hobbled. Just like that James Caan in the movie.
I'd prefer for that careful. Not to happen.
Yeah, I agree. Have you really seen your P1 listeners? The people that show up at these things aren't always right in the brain. You know what I'm saying? Like they're very crazy.
The one in Bethesda was dope. Everybody was cool. Yeah. I just got hammered and had to get out of there.
I get it, man, but like
listen, the crisis is averted, Kevin.
You trust your listeners
like
that.
Let me ask you this, because I don't know this dude that well. Should I trust our listeners or White Brian? Dude, I've met for a week that just got lost walking back from the kitchen again.
I think you might not want to trust Brian the Bulldog. Yeah, Brian would sit here to get you, because they know you do stupid stuff.
Yeah, I wonder if Brian's like an undercover covert op to make sure I stay on the straight and narrow. Is that what's going on here? I don't know, Kev. You got me thinking about a lot of stuff, man. Landfill's about to start playing the X-Files music. Thank you. All right, Drew is on the line from the Eastern Shore. Drew, go ahead, bud.
Hey, guys. First, happy holidays, happy new year. And I have to say thank you. I've been prepping and shopping all day, and I've had the radio on listening to the show. And it's just been a blast as we get ready for Sunday. But I do have a serious question for B-Mitch, two-parter B-Mitch.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I just finished all my prep. I still got some work to do. But it caused me to wonder, do you have your tutu ready, and are you going to put it on after we win on Sunday? And if so, where are you going to be wearing that so we can see it for real?
I'm going to figure this out myself, and I ain't telling y'all a damn thing. That's basically what's happening.
I think...
The tutu
reveal should be on the show.
No, it's going to be something. It's going to be on film somewhere, but it won't be where you're going to be standing around giving me those damn
heckling. What about on the field, the Beltway, when you do your show with Mitch? I think he should be streamed live right then, JP.
Nah, that's all right.
Because he's doing his show. They're competing. No, it won't be there.
We'll figure this thing out.
I think it should be here on Monday.
Nah.
It's got to be here because it's a promise made here.
First of all, I made the promise. I ain't tell y'all what y'all had no choices in it.
Landfill? Can we get
Landfill
a ruling?
Don't get no. I don't give a damn what you say.
He's the
Landfill
professor.
Landfill ain't the professor. He's your professor. He ain't my professor.
That was one of my favorite lines. You don't drop it as often anymore. I don't give a damn what you say. last call. Thank you, Drew. Lawrence is in D.C. Larry, what up?
Here you go. What's up, Jay? What's up, E-Man?
What up, man?
Yo, so, B-Mitch, I'm going to give you a little bit of background. My mama's from Lafayette, so, you know, we know about you. I was born and raised in D.C. But my question is, Luke McCaffrey.
Yes.
Both of y'all have kind of similar backgrounds. You know, both of you were playing quarterback, came into the league, and now on special teams. How do you feel about him? Do you feel like, because he did amazing on special teams last week, do you feel like that's his MO right there, or do you feel like he's going to go back to a slot wide receiver?
I think Luke is going to be able to help you on special teams and at the receiving position. I just think that everyone was jumping the gun so soon. He's only been playing wide receiver for a matter of about 2 years, tops. And that's including college and now. So he has to learn how to play it in the league. And once he get that down, the dude has athleticism. So I expect him to be damn good.
Yeah, he was snapping.
He can pick him up, put him down now.
Thank you, Lawrence. Have a great day, man. Enjoy the game.
He comes from a family of athletes, I can tell you that.
Ballers.
Yeah, I'll see y'all Sunday, man.
All right, bro. Cool, man.
See you, bud. Nobody go anywhere. Let's talk about this Commanders-Falcons matchup when we return. B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is the Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday.
Yeah,
enjoy it responsibly. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV.
Especially in the V.
Pause, dog.
Virginia, dude. DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Why is he always
Jeff, he's out here talking about in the V. Yo, the fans merch shop is also open for holiday shopping. Go to 1067thefanshop.com. There's a lot of dope shirts on there if you still got to get somebody a present or something. When you were a player, Brian, because listen, there are ways that Washington's game is done. Like, there's a chance by the time we get to Sunday night football that the Commanders are already in the playoffs. I thought Dan Quinn was honest when he's like, yeah, you know, I'm aware of all of it, but I'm just focused on Atlanta.
Yeah.
As a player, would that be different?
No. As a player, I'm focusing on Atlanta. If someone tells me who won thing, whatever, I'm not going to go into the game lax. That's when you're going to get your ass hurt. I'm still going to the game trying to show out, be who you are. Because the way I always felt about it, once I knew we were in the playoffs, then you got to hit another gear. Because like I said before, preseason, regular season, playoffs, Super Bowl, all three of them have a different level. And it constantly goes up. So why relax instead of going out there and trying to attack it?
Do you think it helps, hurts, makes no impact that Washington is playing primetime?
I don't think it makes a deal at all, because the importance of the game is what matters. You know, we as fans and all that, we get caught up in the primetime, this, that, and the other competition. You're playing against a team that's trying to stop you from going where you want to go. That's all it needs, you know. And once you get that, let's go for it.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I think it'll be somewhere between – I think it's exciting for fans. I think it'll be dope to see this light show. I hate that it's going to be raining, because I think this crowd would be pretty damn – epic, and the rain will actually impact that. But, you know, can't control Mother Nature. That's just the way this thing goes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How big of a deal do you think this Lattimore trade? So he missed a bunch of games when they traded for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now it sure seems like he ain't playing Sunday. At what point do you start to judge the trade differently with the missed time?
I just think they know what he's capable of. And if he doesn't happen to play as well on as many games this year, what if he comes back next year and play him? You know, I think that's the ultimate thing. You still want that level of talent in your building. And I don't think they made a mistake, you know, by doing it. They knew he was banged up, and they still wanted him. You know what I mean? So I don't believe that Peters or Quinn is going to want a guy who's injured if he's not good. And we saw he was on the field, they didn't even throw the ball his way.
He's definitely good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of if he can stay consistently on the field. And that's kind of the one thing that has been a factor for him throughout his career, is he's missed time, man, and missed it regularly. And you sure hope they can sort this out. Dude, De'Ami Brown also looks like he might be out in this thing. Let's see. Did they put the official injury report out yet?
They signed another receiver or something yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, but that's more of a depth thing. I mean, you do have Terry McLaurin dealing with that ankle. But
it's a depth thing, but we found out depth things end up on the field in this day and age.
If De'Ami can't go, or
you got Zacchaeus, you got Crowder, Terry, Luke. Who else?
Osborne?
Yeah, KJ should be getting ready by the time now. That's five.
I mean, they're going to have five.
And you hope
they're going to have people out there.
But if Terry has an ankle, they may have another person up. You never know.
Yeah, it's Terry's going to be up, but he's playing through something. That's what that guy has done throughout his career. I just it's going to be really interesting to kind of watch it all unfold, I think. And I don't know. At some point, you're losing bodies all over the place. You'd like to have Lattimore most, I would say. But without him, are you nervous about BSJ being out there?
I'm nervous or not, he's going to have to be out there. So, and I mean, but then again, we've seen games when Lattimore wasn't up and BSJ was out there. And if he did something, they went away from him. So you have Noah Ai. You have Mike Davis. So other guys are going to have to be ready to play. And I would say this. If you've been in that situation, BSJ going to have to learn. Learn to move your feet and stop just grabbing. Because when you panic and grab, you're going to get a flag thrown on you. Move your feet, look, and put your hands up. Then you'll be on the field more often.
Totally. And he's going into a contract year. Like, whether it's here or somewhere else, you want to at least throw a couple good games of film out there, show that you can evolve as a player. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
I think it's tough if you don't have Lattimore. I do think Ertz will be much better this week if you don't have Diami. I think he can be more of a threat. And it was interesting. I was actually listening to Hoffman and Logan last night, and Atlanta's rush defense has been better, but they haven't faced a rushing attack like Washington. And I feel like Jaden, with his legs, has been super effective over the last, maybe since the bye week, and just getting healthy and kind of getting everything going. Do you think they get the run game back on track against Atlanta? Because I honestly kind of do.
I think they're going to try. And I have to, I will say this. B-Rob, as of being around him and talking to him a little bit, is the type of guy where he's highly pissed off at what happened last week. He's going to bring everything he can bring to the table. And I think people have to realize when running backs have good games, you know who takes a lot of pride in that? The offensive linemen.
Sure.
When they don't have good games, they also take a lot of heat for it. I believe the O-line going to be ready to go. So I think this is a game where they're going to try and they're going to try to establish the run. Atlanta's going to try and stop it. But I don't think Atlanta is used to what number five is.
No. I don't know that a lot of the league is, honestly. And I think that makes a huge difference, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to watch it all unfold. And I am really excited for this game. I hate that the weather's going to be miserable, but I'll just keep saying that and then tell myself not to say it.
We played against Atlanta in 1991. We scored 51 points. It was in the rain.
That's a good point.
If you could play football, you could play football no matter what. Put the right cleats on. Slow down your pace a little bit when you get ready to cut. If you're good, you're good. You can still put points on the board.
This team ain't that team, but you're right. I hear you. Landfill, as somebody that generally worries, how do you feel about the Commanders playing this game in prime time, Sunday night football, bright lights?
You know, if you'd asked me last year or really at any point before this season, I hated when they played primetime games because we were just going to get embarrassed in front of, you know, 20, 25 million people. But since they got Jaden Daniels, they seem to have a competent coaching staff. I like it. We get to see our team. They're the only game on. Everybody's talking about it. And pretty much any kind of football media is going to be talking about your team. And they're usually going to be saying positive things. So I'm a big fan.
It's kind of to your point yesterday when Kingsbury was talking. I think it was Bram. Somebody apologized. They're like, sorry to ask you another one about Jaden. And Kingsbury's like, man, keep him coming. I'll talk about that dude all day. and it's Jaden Daniels, in a lot of ways, has kind of changed things for Washington and for fans, where you're not as freaked out about the spotlight because this dude deserves the national spotlight.
Like, in previous seasons, we'd play a primetime game, and everybody would just end up clowning on us because that dude was stirring the Gatorade with the cups. But now what happens is we play a primetime game, and people are like, oh, man, Terry McLaurin's really good. Look, Jaden Daniels, he just threw 4 touchdowns. How many sacks did they have? This is fantastic. Playoff team, baby.
I forgot about my man stirring the Gatorade with
the cups. I remember that.
I don't think that was a primetime game, though, was it?
I thought it was a Thursday night game.
I'm going to pull it up.
Wasn't that also the game where they misspelled London Fletcher's name?
Oof, that was tough. I mean,
they forgot the C?
No. I forget exactly how they misspelled it, but they misspelled it.
No, it was Flechter. Like they had the.
They forgot the C.
No, they had the C before the T. F L E T C H E R, right?
I thought one of them was missing.
Yes, but not like. I mean, I'll pull the picture up. I think they spelled it F-L-E-C-T-E-H-R or something. Like, it's supposed to be T-C. I think they went C-T. Landfill, is that right? Yeah, whatever, it doesn't matter. London's our guy. It was a dumb mistake by somebody dumb that doesn't work there anymore. We got to make some bets. Nobody go
anywhere.
Anywhere.
Maybe I'm going through withdrawals.
Maybe. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, the fan. I hit my bet yesterday. I took Toledo in the Meineke Car Care Bowl.
What were they favored by?
Ooh, they were getting points, and they won it outright in like five overtime.
Yo. Six Can we overtime. Hit the sounder? Sheesh.
Well, I can't just talk about something, Jeff?
God.
I'm the disc jockey here. Jeremy Shockey, disc jockeys jock me. You want to hit the sounder, Jeff? I was letting the weekend play.
Yes, I want to hit a sounder. It ain't no way to wrap up the weekend without it.
Let White Brian decide. He's very nervous. Brian, are you still nervous every time I talk to you on the radio?
Not as much.
Okay, we're getting there.
We're getting there.
Or do you think someday you'll be able to find your way to and from the kitchen?
I think I'll figure it out eventually.
If you haven't figured it out yet, you're not going to figure it out. You just keep walking by this first turn and say, have you ever thought about, let me see what's over there? I'm sure I won't get lost. You ever tried that?
No.
When you leave out, do you go that way that you normally come? Or you come right here?
I take the shortcut now.
When you leave out?
The shortcut. There's no shortcut. That's just the way.
Not the long way.
Brian, how do you get to work? How do you get to this building? Do you drive or public transit? Do you take a scooter?
The Metro.
You take the Metro.
Yeah.
How many times have you gotten lost from the Navy Yard Metro stop to this building?
I've managed to find it every time.
No.
How many times have you taken the Department of Transportation exit? Be honest.
So far, I've gotten off at the right exit every time.
All right.
Proud of you. Now, it's exactly two blocks, and it's one street. Have you messed that portion of the walk up yet?
No, but I had to use GPS the first couple of times.
Shout out to White Brian, new addition to the program.
It's okay to keep some things to yourself.
Now, for God's sakes, let's let Jeff hear the sounder. I love this. D-Shay just chimed in the stream chat. He said, White Brian sounds white. Yo, can we get White Brian on screen just so everybody knows what he looks like? Here, Brian, go smile, ahead, Brian. Dude. Look, that's a well-dressed dude right there for a radio. Look, Landfill's covering up over there. And White Brian's wearing a sweater with a collared shirt underneath it. All right, I won yesterday. I think I won the week, frankly.
No, you didn't.
Okay, before I was so rudely interrupted by my information being leaked out by a journalist, the only people who hit their bets last night is JP.
Bang!
And White Brian.
I thought Toby took the Wizards.
Toby not on the show, he don't count.
Damn, Toby just took an L. But tonight I bounce back.
My bad. Rice Cube is not on the show. That's his nickname now. Rice
what they
Cube.
Call him? They call him Rice Cube.
Rice Cube.
I don't There's know. Another one they call him.
Oh, Manny Snackia.
Yeah, Manny Snackia.
Manny Snackia.
But let me tell you,
I legit don't know if we're supposed to say Rice Cube.
Man. This stream is serious, dog.
White Brian, do you do the stream for Grant and Danny now too?
No, just you guys.
Just us. Okay, because something tells me the streams. The chats would be different between our program.
I think I think Dum Dum does the stream for Grant Denny.
Oh, congratulations!
Yeah,
Big Stallion. All right, let's make some picks.
Dumb ass horse.
I want to make my pick first.
I know who it is.
Y'all already know who I'm going.
Pick on the weekend. What y'all talking about?
Shout out to all my fans that's going to be at Northwest Stadium. My boy Scarens, Terrence, McLaren, yeah. Drew. Shout out everybody. We turning up this weekend. We supporting our boys. We going to go break these dirty birds' wings, clean them up, skin them, put them on B. Mitch Smoker, and we having some Falcons on Sunday night around 12 o'clock a.m.
Okay. Jeff's taking the skins.
Monday morning, 12 a.m., my bad.
We don't normally play on a weekend.
Make a pick for the Commanders game.
Commanders.
Brian's taking the Commanders. White Brian?
Bengals -3.5.
Bengals -3.5.
He didn't say hell with this game.
Landini? The professor?
I'm taking the Commanders.
Oh!
All right. I wish you would, Zach, today.
I ain't zagging.
If you zag, we gonna drag.
I think the Commanders win, and I think they win comfortably. I think they win by 6-ish. I think they cover. I like Washington in this game. I like Washington to clinch the playoffs. And I more and more, I said it months ago. I'm not gonna stop saying it. No fading Jaden. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Josh Kendall for joining us from Atlanta. Thank you to PFT Commenter joining us from Chicago. Thank you to Amelia Draper joining us from Northwest Washington. Thank you to Mike Beasley joining us from Lord knows where. Bees sounded like he was on a rocket ship, didn't he?
Yep, he did.
Thank you to everybody that called in. Thank you to Jeff. Thank you to Landini. Thank you to White Brian. Brian and I will be out at that game Sunday, rain or shine. Say what's up if you're there. Grant and Toby coming your way next.
Say what's up to me. JP will buy you a beer.
Nah, dog. A beer.
A beer.
I will buy everyone a beer. You split it.
No.
Right?
That's not how it works, bro.
I'm buying everybody beers in Leesburg. Is that ticket open bar?
I will pay for the lawyer for the people to get you.
Is the Leesburg ticket open bar? Do we know that answer?
Hell no.
If it is open bar, I'll buy you a drink there.
You're still saying you'll buy a drink.
If you made it this far, White Brian will give you a ride home.